I think you've covered this in part, but has the pandemic changed the court's approach to valuation issues?
I think that it has highlighted, and we'll talk some more about this, but I think it highlights what makes a good valuation expert and what makes a not so good valuation expert, because of all of the uncertainty, all of the risk that you now have to factor into the evaluation. In terms of the approach, I don't think so. The numbers are what the numbers are, and the approach, whether it's I'm going to keep my analogy because I'm hungry. You know, whether it's a cupcake or a pie, the approach is exactly the same, in my view.
I do think, just to add to that for a moment, I think as we begin to think about, you know, the valuation in this pandemic, it is more difficult to take the approach of what the valuation may be when you think about the future. And we don't know, as we sit here today, A, whether we will ever get back to normal, you know, pre-March 11th, or you pick the date, pre-pandemic, or when there's going to be a vaccine, or when will the election be decided? But that's another topic. But when will, you know, there's too many questions out there today. And so when you think about valuation, you can almost put it on a board, and you've got to make some of the best estimates that you possibly can. Is there one perfect answer? I think that's probably a challenge. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. And so to Judge Jones's point, sometimes there's not enough of the pie or cake, and instead of getting even a cupcake, you might only get a mini cupcake, if that at all, right? And so I think as we begin to think about the approach to valuation, as I said earlier, coming up with a good, sound business plan, being able to look at what the future opportunities are with the company, is critically important, and also understanding where there may be some challenges and pitfalls as you're looking out into the future, hopefully post-bankruptcy.
Well, to continue along with the cupcake and pie analogies, what do we do when there is not enough value to go around? Jan, let's start with you.
Well, and again, when you're working for the company, you've got to consider all the various constituents in mind, right? It's not only the company, you've got the company, you've got the management team, the board, the employees, you've got the secured lenders, you've got, you know, the unsecureds, you've got potentially equity. But if there's not enough to go around, you kind of start at the bottom and work your way up to see where do you begin to fill up an opportunity for there to be some value. And so I'll at a moment, first I'm going to turn it back to you, Ryan, to tell us your view, and then I'm sure we can go to Judge Jones. But the other point is, at some point, is there a negotiation? At some point, is there too much arguing? Are you diminishing the value of the company by arguing with a long, protracted case? Is there potentially some resolution that may have to be, did Judge Isger bring some cake today?
He did.
But back to the point, is there some point, though, in which parties need to come together to see if there is a common interest for the good of the estate moving forward. But again, Ryan, because I know you're moderating, but I also want to make sure that we get, you know, the views, your salient views as well. So what are your thoughts on that?
And so, Ryan, before you answer, I'm going to redefine the question.
Okay.
You look at a case and you figure out that value breaks in the one else. How do you have the conversation with the two L's? Or do you have a conversation at all? How do you deal with a committee? Because those are the cases, again, my view, that we're going to start seeing more of, where value breaks in the first lien, and you've now got a capital structure that is completely out of the money based upon what you think real valuations are. And none of us want to go through this process and over-lever a company only to have it come back in. So, Ryan, how do you have those conversations?
I think you just have to address them head on. I mean, one thing that all the parties can agree to is that valuation litigation is extremely expensive and time consuming, and that time is of the essence in any case. And so if there's any way to circumvent costly litigation through negotiations among the parties or formal mediation, it's clearly in the estate's best interest. I mean, hopefully you can get a head start on this before you actually file, but clearly, you know, the sooner the better to address those during the case.
So is it that I'm out of the money, but you're going to give me something if I scream loud enough?